This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sending right here on the Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You can find us up at the website, therealside.com, where you can sign up for the newsletter, or you can ask for text alerts, texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Head up to the website. If you go to the Apple Store or the Android Store, you can also pull our app down, which pretty much has everything on it as well. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I want to jump right into it. I got so much I want to get to tonight. And I know we won't get to it all, but I've been trying anyway. Andrea Kay is going to join me in the third hour. She does her own show every night, Monday through Friday, at the 6 o'clock Pacific hour. Look her up online. It's real simple, Andrea Kay, K-A-Y-E, and check her out. We're all on the same page. I love it. Some people that I have on the show, they have their own shows or have their own whatever, and they'll say to me, tell people where they can hear you. And they're always stymied by it because it's like, well, wait a minute, I'm on the same time. So what? I'm on 3 hours a day, man. If there's a story that you're doing that I'm not doing and they can get informed by that, great. We need to be working together, not be petrified. I mean, sometimes some of you will get this. Sometimes I feel like a pastor, right? And when I say that, what I mean by that is that there are pastors out there that protect their flock to the point where they don't want them to go any other church, no matter what the other church is offering. You know what I'm saying by that, right? So it's the same thing here. It's like you don't want to tell anybody else about any other commentator because you're afraid they might listen to their show then. Well, so what? I want the listeners. Don't get me wrong. But I also want you well-informed. And if somebody's doing a better job than me, well, God bless them. I don't always hit it, but I try hard. The Democrats. You know, I swore that I wasn't just going to make it a beating on Democrats, but there's so many of these crazy stories, I can't get past them. Ken Cuccinelli said, a Democrat election takeover? Well, here's what's at stake if we keep letting it go. And if you listen to Democrat talking points, including the mainstream media, but I wouldn't listen to anything. I mean, I'm to the point now where, like I did earlier, some of you who were listening the first hour, you know, I went over to MSNBC and I started reading their headlines off, and it's so different than Fox or OANN or you know, Red State, any one of these other more right-leaning, and even some middle of the road. But CNN, MSNBC, you know, ABC, the EFG, I mean, they are so far left, it's pathetic with the headlines. Outraged that the DOJ might have spied on a few people during the Trump administration. Not outraged during the Obama administration when they actually did. Not might have, but did. Where they subpoenaed phone records of reporters. Unheard of. Never done before, but done under Obama. But that was okay. He was just trying to protect the country. Remember? Isn't it interesting? He's out of office pretty much 5 months now. 5 full months. And they still can't get rid of the Trump bug. The flu. The whatever you want to call it. It's still scratching at them. My God, talk about taking up free space in somebody's head. They're so worried at the influence that he has and that he might come back in 2024. If you listened only to Democratic talking points, right, you'd be convinced that America is a systemically racist nation, that Republicans are somehow bent on disenfranchising large groups of voters. Both of those are lies. In fact, if you think about it, thanks to the sustained long-term efforts in 2021, it's easier to register and vote now than any other point in American history, no matter what color your skin is. Now, that's a measure of progress, if you ask me, and we should be proud of. When the Voting Rights Act was passed in 1965, voter registration and voter turnout by minorities, specifically black Americans, were the measure of whether voter suppression was taking place or not in the state. Now, a moment's consideration would lead an ordinary American to conclude that the sensible metrics that engage, you know, there was, by asking them to simply get an ID, that would be voter suppression. And according to the Democrats, anybody on the lower socioeconomic rung, now it's funny that they would just jump right to that because you're black. Crazy. In spite of these facts, though, Democrats in Congress, they manufactured this myth of widespread voter suppression. And by doing that, they think they have a right to take over the voting process through the federal process. And they don't. They constitutionally don't. The states will set the manner. The instrument of their proposed federal control over election law was introduced, and thank God never passed, H.R. 4. They called it the John Lewis Voting Rights Bill, because that made everybody feel good, right? Isn't that how you do it? Keeping Kids Safe Act. When in reality, if you really dig into it, it has nothing to do with keeping kids safe. The biggest, but not only major change, is that H.R. 4 would have reinstituted the practice of requiring federal preclearance for any state changing any election change. Tell me these people don't want full power. Right? Our founding fathers did not want it happening that way. They were very specific about it. Now, preclearance was struck down already as unconstitutional in the Supreme Court. H.R. 4 is an attempt by Democrats to go around the court again and subject the state election reforms to a federal veto. In other words, the state can't decide what's right for itself. Just crazy. And it won't stop it. Believe me, it will not stop anytime soon. Joe Bettini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Please answer the question.
Oh, we are back. Joe Mercedes, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Do not be part of the problem. That would stink. But I do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And just get involved and engage. It is not that hard. Whether it's me or another commentator, I hope it'd be me. But even if it's another commentator, right, or radio show host, whatever, make sure that they're telling you the truth. Make sure you're getting the real information from them. You're not getting some of these crazy things that are going down. Seriously. I wonder what some of these people are going to do about the these conspiracy non-theorists or whatever. Now that more and more of the stuff that Trump has been talking about said that was, you know, he was seeing happen to him, that he called out, we're finding out that more and more of it is true. I think it's hilarious. How are they going to denounce it now? So, back to Ken Cuccinelli. you know, the takeover the Democrats want to do, you have to realize how serious this is. This is why when Rand Paul said, hey, we've got to start focusing on local government, he's right. Because we're going to be, we will win these battles in the Supreme Court. These are very black and white, you know, Constitution issues. Shouldn't be that hard. But they won't even get there if we don't have control of some of these state houses. And we have control of most of them now. I think, what do we have, 37? Somebody want to straighten me out if I'm wrong? I think we control 37 of the state houses. And that's a good thing. That's why I'm somewhat comfortable with the Convention of States. And if under H.R. 4, the federal government could veto and block any, or every, hey, for that matter, all state election reforms. They can say it's under the guise of fighting discrimination. That's right, we're out there fighting discrimination for you. But there's no real requirement to prove that anything a state has proposed would be discriminatory. What makes it discriminatory? If a state sought to fight the federal government's decision rather than require the federal government to prove that the new law would result in discrimination, the burden of proof would fall on the state. But as we move forward, again with the Convention of States, again with some of these AGs getting a little strong and pushing back like the Texas AG was doing, I think we could win the majority of these battles. I'm usually not that optimistic about these things. I have been let down by SCOTUS on more than one occasion. Right? You know, again, this is exactly why, whether you're involved in politics or not, or perceive yourself as being involved, you're involved in politics. There's no way around it. You know, these groups that start off for the right reasons always seem to be uncontrollable after all. They always seem to shoot themselves in the foot, for lack of a better term. Black Lives Matter is no different. Now look, some of you don't agree with me. You've written me and let me know. It's okay. We're still friends, okay? And when BLM started at its purest level, it had credibility in my mind. All right? They were calling attention to certain things that weren't quite right. They were asking questions about certain things. Nothing wrong with asking questions. If your intentions are pure and real, there's nothing wrong with asking the questions. But now, when you start seeing that money come in, and you watch what's happening, somebody jumped in and took advantage of this whole thing. There's a lot more scrutiny around BLM now, and it isn't from just white folk. It's from within their own group. You know, co-founder, what is her, Patrice Cullors, she went on a lavish spending spree. She purchased multiple homes totaling up over about $3 million. She installed fencing and electric gate around her home. Why? I mean, gates don't work. Didn't anybody tell her that fencing doesn't work? Walls don't work? The original 10 BLM chapters are demanding more accountability and transparency from the global BLM network. Their infighting comes on the heels of Cullors announcing that she would step down from her role as the BLM founder and executive director. And they still want to look into her finances. She's not really happy about that. Well, what would be the problem? She says that her decision to resign had nothing to do with the controversies. However, she didn't decide to resign until they started looking into her finances. Cullors' move to step down is not enough to satisfy a lot of the BLM chapters who are demanding. They want to see the books. They want to know where the money went, who it went to, who it came in from. They want change in the organization. They want more transparency and accountability. I mean, is this a problem? Shouldn't be a problem. Look, if you have all the right things going on, if everything you're doing is above board, come on and do the audit, right? I said the same thing when they were talking about the votes earlier on. They go all the way back to November. I said, okay, nothing to fear here. Let's audit the ballots. Not recount, audit belts. Now, many of the chapters have aligned in support of, you know, of the statement. That some of these chapters have made their own statements echoing a call for accountability. They want to see, again, this is right back, where are the books? Where'd the money go? Want to see it. The BLM 10 Plus continues to call for transparency and, most importantly, for principled accountability. The issues were highlighted with the Black Lives Matter movement, not unique. I mean, a lot of these grassroots movements, co-founded for all the right reasons, some have been co-opted. You know, they get in there to get movement. An opportunist says, wow, look what's happening. We got to get us some of that, you know? Now, according to BLM Plus, 10 Plus, the backlash had boiled over in November with the public statement critical on how BLM was being run. So this has been a problem all along, right? There were some chapters that said they were fine with how it run, some said that it wasn't. So things can go sideways with any group. I'm not going to hold this group to any different standards that we want for our own groups, for our own people. Like, let's not be them. Let's not have double and triple standards. It's not right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Right? I want you informed. Really, it's the only way to do it. And you get informed simply by paying attention, reading up, and checking things out. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Give us a call. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoins.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Senior Democrat leaders issued a unified statement Thursday denouncing comments made by Minnesota Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar when she compared U.S. and Israel's war crimes to actions by the Taliban and Hamas. Omar issued a statement Thursday clarifying her comments after she was met with a flood of criticism from members of her own party. On the heels of the release of Anthony Fauci's emails from early on in the pandemic, Senators Marsha Blackburn, Marco Rubio, and Tom Cotton have demanded that Fauci resign or be fired. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox.
Well, I'm reflecting what I heard from so many people across the state of Arkansas last week. They've lost confidence in Tony Fauci because of his repeated evasions and misdirection and politicized advice.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Me while I whip this out.
Listen to Real Style on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROGERO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. As I always say, head up to the website. You can learn a lot more about me, the show, the guests, and what we got going on. You know, I was looking at numbers earlier today, and then another one just popped up on my screen. The, love this. I think it was Portland or Seattle, one of them. Crime is up 800%. Good job, Joey B. Actually, good job, Democrats, right? Both run by Democrats. You guys keep electing them back in again. And, you know, if you're not electing them back in and you feel like it's been stolen, then what are you doing about it? What changes are you making? It's just great. And same thing in New York City, crime has increased there. I was looking at the number. It was like 300%. Murders are way over. I mean, crime is, as a whole, 300%. Murder slash homicide, 140-some-odd%. How does that happen? No, come on, be honest about it. How does it happen? No law, no order, no. And I was reading a story about how this no bail thing, right? The no bail crimes. So they come in, or they get picked up, they get released in a matter of minutes, technically, back out on their own recognizance, and they're out doing the crimes again. Some of these people have committed murder and or rape within hours of being released. Isn't that cool? And yet the people who put these laws in effect, they have, there's no recourse on them. It is so wrong on so many levels. Anyway, I know some of you today, I'm not going to put the video up for you, but some of you today, hopefully you saw the clip of Joe Biden getting lost at the G7 meeting. Some of the reporters started yelling questions at him. And immediately, Jill comes running to his rescue, not to answer the questions, But to get him out of there, because he couldn't answer the questions. You know that already. But think about it. She had to go get him. He didn't know what he was or what he was doing. You know, I mean, seriously. iHeartMedia. Yeah, they'll probably pull me off of their stuff now, too. Basically, they have a new ideology. And it's that whites need not apply. The largest owner of radio stations is apparently looking at only diverse hires at this time. I mean, think about that. Let that sit for a minute. What they mean, what they should put, is non-white. Diversity is incredibly important to our team and our company, so we're looking at only diverse hires at this time. Now, Socha, who's a comedian and writer, said that while describing the podcast editor-engineer position, right, that whites need not apply. Now, we didn't put that note in public, but it's self-explanatory. iHeartMedia publicly states that it's an equal opportunity employer will not tolerate discrimination in employment on the basis of race, color, age, or sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, religion, disability, ethnicity, national origin, marital status, protected veteran status, genetic information, or any other legally protected classification of status. God bless. Time to retire after you read all of that, right? Do I need to go? Did you guys get that? Do I need to go through it again? Such a told the CNS news source, and she made an error in the language in her email. I just want to clarify that all are welcome to apply. We will consider all qualified candidates. However, that being said, in other words, yeah, that was a bunch of BS. Let's move on. In our efforts to elevate diverse voices in the predominantly white podcast space, we strongly encourage engineers, editors of color, regardless of gender or sexual orientation. I'm just going to name a couple. You go to SoundCloud, go to Spreely, go to any of these podcast places, and I don't know what they're talking about. There's all kinds of people up there. Some of the number one ranked podcasts, when you look at them, they are black podcasters, LGBTQ podcasters. As I jokingly refer to the hoppy boppy little white teenage type of broadcasters who were talking about all things that are hot to young girls or young boys or whatever, mostly young girls, right? Makeup stuff, food stuff, everything along those lines. And so if they actually took the time to look, how could they make the statement that it's predominantly white? With these people, everything is productive. Do they go looking for that? Even though I said when you buy a new car, or you're thinking about buying a car or a product of some kind that's commonly used. All of a sudden, when you're driving down the road, what is it? It's the only thing you see, isn't it? Yeah, I'm thinking about buying a Prius. Okay, well, not me. I'm just saying. Thinking about buying a Prius, right? So what do? You see Priuses everywhere all of a sudden. I've always found that kind of, you know, mentally curious, if you would. Is it because you're actually looking for it or what? House Republicans who voted to oust Taylor Greene are now demanding that Pelosi do the same for Representative Omar. Never going to happen. You're wasting your breath. House Republicans broke with the party in February to remove Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because of a controversial comment she made. They now demand that Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remove Representative Omar from her assignments amid the backlash over her statements, likening the United States and Israel to the Taliban and Hamas. We've seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, and Afghanistan, and the Taliban. Right? She went on to say, I asked Secretary Blinken where people are supposed to go for justice. Now, Omar is a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. What is she doing on that? I mean, she hates the Jews. What is she doing on that? After a hearing featuring testimony from Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the congresswoman asked about the ICC investigations into the U.S. and Israel's actions in Afghanistan. I said the Palestinian territories. I promise you, I am going to do a piece on the Palestinian territories and what they actually are and why they aren't and why the Jews really do deserve to have that area and that territory. So eight House Republicans finally grew a spine, and now they've spoken up. It's led by Representative Carlos Jimenez of Florida. They're demanding that Pelosi remove Omar from her committee assignments. Right? Does the same policy and process hold fair, hold true? In a letter to the speaker exclusively obtained by Fox, the GOP member reminded Pelosi that she said it's the responsibility of the party's leadership in the House of Representatives to hold accountable egregious words and actions made by members of the party. No, it won't happen. You already know that. Now is the time for you to rise to the challenge you've set for yourself. The Jimenez and GOP reps, Young Kim of California, Adam Klinger of Illinois, Fred Upton of Michigan, Chris Jacobs, you know, there's a whole bunch of them. Congresswoman Omar has made a congressional career out of the following. Think about this. She's fueled anti-Semitic violence against Jewish communities by perpetuating false stereotypes, anti-Semitic tropes, denigrating strategic allies of the United States, accusing members of Congress of unconstitutionally pleading allegiance to a foreign sovereign because of their support of the U.S.-Israel partnership. Does that mean everybody who approves of the Iranian partnership in the Dem Party is guilty of the same thing? She wants to whitewash the September 11th terrorist attacks. She is not a lover of this country. Why we allow this to go on is just beyond me. So we'll see your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Hey, hey. Latte mambo, mambo Italiano.
We are back at it.
Mambo Italiano.
I give you a prize if formed up to date. So I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. And as usual, you know, I know it sounds terrible, I'm sorry. But I love these clips of Kamala Harris. Because it shows you how much she is clueless and doesn't care. And before I go to that, let me grab this. Chet is from Pennsylvania. Chet, thanks for calling the show. Hi, how you doing? Yeah.
Good. How are you today, Joe?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. I wanted to talk about the election fraud in the 2020 election.
Okay.
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania, and we're going to have an audit here, and I think we're going to find a lot of fraud.
I believe you will, too.
In Arizona.
Yep. I think you'll find it there. You'll find it in Georgia. You'll find it quite a few places.
Biden is not the president. He's a dummy.
I'm sorry, you cut out.
Biden is not my president. And his vaccine is the mark of the beast.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, the fact that he picked Harris just threw me over the top. We didn't want her. California didn't want her. And just amazing to me. So, well, you got any insight on the Pennsylvania audit? You got friends or people around that you've talked to about it?
Well, the Democrats, or as I like to say, the Democrats, they're trying to stop the audit from happening. But the good Republicans here are all vote for. I hope it can make it through the demon crap.
Yeah. Well, Chad, you're cutting in and out, but I got most of that. I appreciate you calling the show, and I hope you keep listening. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, Kamala Harris, again, even when the Hispanic, Mexican, whatever it is, reaches out to her for an interview, she still can't seem to find the truth. And it's never going to stop because they're really not interested in it. Take a listen. This is great. Oh, come on. I always love how it never
works. I said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished.
See that condescending attitude? And she even put the finger up. I'm not finished. Scolding the news report. It was great. I'm not finished yet.
Going to the border, Vice President.
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
I'm not finished yet. When? You've been saying you're going to the border for quite some time now. You've been given walking orders, marching orders, if you would, to go to the border. When? Really? I mean, you want to go to all these places where you want to find out what's originating it. How about we shore up the area that we're having trouble with? Wouldn't that be a phenomenal idea, don't you think? I thought it was pretty good. But I'm not the only one who thought about it. I'm not the only one talking about it. You know, last year, from the February to April period alone, I'm sorry, that wasn't true, 2 years ago, under Trump, we had a little over 56,000 people cross the border. From February to April this year, now look, you want a 5% increase, 10% increase, okay. But from February to April 2021, we had almost 460,000 people. We went from 57,000, give or take a few, to 454,000. Let's say 450,000 for giggles. It's like, anybody home? Are you for real? This is okay? This is normal? This is not a big deal? Always. This is always a surprise. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I don't know if some of you remember this. And the reason I jump around sometimes is I'll get these stories, and we've talked about something maybe two segments ago, but still fresh in your mind, I hope. Now, we've always heard about January 6th, you're listening to the hearings and what have you, as like the worst thing that's happened in our history. They make it sound like nothing else has ever happened. This is it. But on November 7th, 1983, think back. I know some of you might be in a fog. Nancy Pelosi. The May 19th communist organization detonated a bomb in the Senate, in our chamber. In the Senate, in an attempt to kill Republicans. Remember that woman, Susan Rosenberg? She was arrested for this. Then she was pardoned by Bill Clinton. And after being pardoned by Bill Clinton, she's now an administrator for Black Lives Matter and does funding and administrative work for BLM. Let me say that again. The woman who was involved in the bombing of the Senate to set out to kill Republicans back in 1983, is now an administrator for the Black Lives Matter, for BLM. She does the fundraising and administrative work for them. So I guess bombing the U.S. Capitol to kill Republicans is different. You know, you hear reports about how the, you know, January 6th riot was the worst day in American history. If that's the truth, what do we call bombing the Senate? But what should they have called that? What should they rate that with? As you heard a minute ago, though, Vice President Kamala Harris, she lost her composure when the Univision anchor pressed her on when she plans to go visit the southern border. Now, the woman's name, her last name is Calderon. She pushed Harris, who just returned from her first foreign trip to Guatemala, on why she hasn't visited the border. She obviously doesn't see any value in it, if you would. And after being asked a question, she danced around it a couple of times. Thank God the reporter was a little stubborn. She went back and she said, you know, she's looking for a date. Harris says, I'll keep you posted. She's been saying this over and over and over again. And Lester Holt, he wanted an answer, didn't get one. They've got to be scratching their heads trying to figure it out, too. But they won't put it out there because then they're going to show you truly how disingenuous their team is. How disingenuous Joe and Harris are about actually fixing the problem. Come on, people, wake up. They're not interested in fixing this problem at all, in any way. And you already know that. Remember, we were joking around the other day about how the Dems they say they're not above the law, but that's because they just ignore it. There's no reason to be on it. There's no reason to be worried about being above it when you just ignore it. Lori Lightfoot, she blasted the Daily Caller lawsuit. They're suing her for discrimination because she will only allow black reporters to interview her. She thinks it's just completely frivolous. She actually told the reporter she was talking to that she would use a more colorful word if she was on TV. Well, that just makes her so special, doesn't it? So she took aim Friday at the discrimination lawsuit filed against the Daily Caller. And she defended her widely panned interview policy that discriminates against white reporters. The far-left Democrat stated during an appearance on CNN that the lawsuit was frivolous. It was an attempt to justify her policy only granting interviews to minority reporters. She claimed she started a long overdue conversation about diversity in newsrooms. Well, how is it diverse when you pull one color into the room? Everybody can only be of one color in the room. An apparent swipe at the lawsuit, the criticism of Lightfoot over the interview policy. Anchor John Berman noted that he was a white guy, but that he was still conducting the interview. Berman also pointed out that the policy was effective for allegedly only one day. Well, it doesn't matter whether it was one day, 1 hour, one time. It's not the way to do it. It's not taking care of all your constituents. You know, I love how President Obama, ex-President Obama, all over the racism in this country, yet he was elected twice by overwhelming numbers. Right? I mean, the white community voted for him in overwhelming numbers. Majority of whites voted for him, actually. Not how I would keep track, but I'm not the guy counting numbers. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Andrew Kay is going to join me in the next hour. Don't go far. We got a lot to talk about.